Well, hello, all my favorite listeners. It has been a hot minute. Well, let's be real, it's been a really long time. I have had so many ups and downs, and I thought I would give you a preview of what's been going on and what are the goals for this next year. So, I think I last recorded in 2021, 2022. Obviously, we're in 2023 and we are over halfway done with 2023. I can't even believe I'm saying that. Let's see what's happened. I have gone from being a PE teacher back to a kindergarten teacher. So I'm excited about that. I competed at WBFF Worlds 2023 and placed second in 40 plus and third in 35 plus as an amateur, but oh my gosh, it was a bittersweet moment for me. I think mentally I was so ready to get that pro card, and when I heard second and third place called, totally thought I was gonna get it. I missed it again by one spot, but you know what, it's a growing experience, and after I kind of let it sink in and took a step back, I realized, damn, I just placed second and third at Worlds. And it was a tough lineup, let me tell you. Those women came to play. They looked amazing. Their walks were amazing. Their posing was amazing. And it was a really tough lineup. So to be able to place second and third, holy smokes. Totally, totally awesome. Totally blessed to be up there with those women and competing as well as I did. I think what was helpful, and I know it sounds really weird, but hindsight's always 20/20, right? I had some battles with kidney stones, had to get surgery, just some other random health issues coming up. And, you know, then a couple of shows got canceled, and then it was trying to find a show that I could go to. So realistically, my show, you know, stage competition, you know, kept getting postponed. And so I think what was so great about it getting postponed was it really gave me time to grow, not only just my physique and my body, but really hone in to my posing, which if any of you guys are following me, whether it's on Instagram or Facebook, you know, I am a tomboy that loves my hair in a bun, give me a good pair of tennies and workout clothes any day. And so to really pose with confidence and pose and strut my stuff like I belonged on that stage, that was probably the hardest part of this training. And if it wasn't for my posing coach, Christina Angeli, she is amazing. If any of you guys who are listening to this podcast are interested in competing at WBFF or any of the other federations, you need to look her up. She is absolutely phenomenal and has competed in all different federations. This girl knows her stuff. But she really helped me hone into the mental part of it. I would get in my head so much of, I shouldn't be here. I don't deserve to be here. I'm not good enough. And it's kind of, well, not even kind of, it's totally counterproductive when you think about it. Because me as a trainer and myself when I train my clients or even as a school teacher, I don't allow them to negatively talk about themselves. And then here I was doing the same thing. So I do appreciate that help that she gave me. And she really, really honed in on the consistency. It was, you know, book your calls every week, book your FaceTimes, because she's in Australia. So it was, I had to show up whether or not I wanted to, whether or not I was ready. I had to show up every week for our meetings, and we practiced. And I promise you, we practiced from the bare minimum of just walking back and forth in heels, getting that posture perfect, to walking with the book on my head. Yes, I did do that. To just working on my arms, to everything that came with it. And she really broke it down, but she broke it down to where I was able to really believe in myself that, okay, I'm getting it piece by piece. So when I eventually put it together, it came out amazing. And I loved it. I loved how I looked on stage. I loved how I felt on stage. And I honestly can't wait to go back. And, you know, this, when I started recording this podcast, it's not really, you know, anything special. I wanted to start back up on it. And it's something that I love talking. Well, I mean, anyone who knows me knows I love talking, but this is something I'm extremely passionate about, whether it's competing or helping my clients. And so I think, you know, what I've kind of decided is that I'm moving away from, you know, talking about teaching and things like that, and, you know, that part of my life, to really honing in on training clients and things I'm learning about my clients that are making me a better trainer, and a better competitor, which is truly what I want to be. Now, I was going to possibly push myself to do another show because I really do want that pro card. And it has nothing to do with like, okay, what is it going to get me? Anything like that. It's not really for anything else, but personally for me, it's my goal. It's something that I want to achieve. Once that happens, okay, then I set another goal, right? That's what we do. We have to set ourselves goals so we know where we're coming from, where we are, and where we're going. I think that's super important. So, you know, I'm still on the hunt for that pro card. I'm getting that much closer. But I truly, truly think that's, you know, where I'm going to go with this podcast. If it's for you, great. If it's not, totally great too. I take zero offense to anyone who doesn't listen and those who do listen. And if you have any feedback, that's awesome. But going to Worlds this time around, I was so much more prepared. I really, really did my homework. I started promoting myself and the WBFF sooner, you know, just because I think it's important to support the brands that you're using, right? So I did that more. I put myself out there more. And I wasn't afraid to share with like my coaches. And I think being vulnerable, and I think being more vulnerable, which is what I'm going to be more on this podcast, is just being more vulnerable about how I feel, what's going on. Because you do, when you hit those rock bottom parts, even if it's in training, whether you're training just for yourself, whether a wedding, you know, a 20-year reunion, 5-year reunion, 10-year reunion, or, you know, post-divorce, right? You know, whatever it may be and whatever your reason is, we always hit those lulls. And it's in those lulls where we can truly find easy way out, right? We can say, oh, it's not for me. Clearly, look, I missed it, or, you know, I didn't get it, or training was hard and I'm just, you know, I'm getting sick again, or, you know, my body's injured, all these different things, and so easy to quit. And it's truly, truly, truly in those moments that we can really define who we are and if it's really important to us, right? If something's super important to you, hell or high water, you're going to find a way to finish it and complete it. And even in all the negativity, you know, that I went through with it, like I said, I had kidney stones, I had a shoulder injury, you know, a bunch of stuff. It was like, crap, what do I do? Is this really worth it? Is this really what I want to do? And every day I showed up, there were days I was kicking and screaming and didn't want to do it. I would call my sisters, I would call my best friends and, you know, be like, why am I doing this? I don't, you know, or training, eating, everything, you know, you just question it. Like, why do you do it? And when I got to peak week and got to hang with my coach, hang with my teammates and do all the events, that right there reminded me of why I do it and why I want to do it. I can honestly, honestly say that I love competing in the WBFF because it's more than just competing. You are surrounded by beautiful women and amazing men too. I mean, oh my gosh, the guys that showed up this year, it was insane. Like every category was stacked, but what makes them amazing is, yeah, their physiques are amazing, their posing is amazing, their showmanship is absolutely phenomenal. But it's all the things you don't see backstage. It's all of us cheering for each other, giving each other snacks, giving each other pep talks, hanging with each other, you know, in between tans and workouts and hair and makeup, everything in between. It's those moments that, you know, you guys don't see, but that we get to be a part of, that truly makes WBFF so special. And that's ultimately why I stay with them. I love that you get the freedom to pose and walk. That defines you and your personality, that you get to show off who you are and you get to have fun with it. That's what's so great about it as well. And your swimsuits get to be the way you want them to be. Your dresses or your costumes for figure or wellness. I mean, it's insane what some of these women and the creativity of these women, came up with. It was truly, truly, truly remarkable to see the creativity and just the beautiful talent of the dress designers and costume designers. I mean, true masterpieces were on stage. It was amazing. But that's kind of what I wanted to go into. And I'm going to touch a little bit on everything from nutrition to workouts to, you know, pre-show, post-show, how everything's going. But I just wanted to get on here and kind of start it over again. And, you know, I want you guys to keep me accountable. I want you guys to, you know, make sure that I show up every week, that I am posting every week, and that I'm giving you, you know, content that you guys want to hear. I'm hoping that I can have some guests come on this year. That's my goal, to start the end of this year and going into 2024. You know, but I need to be consistent, and consistency starts somewhere. So, you know, this is day one. And, you know, those of you who still listen to me or even know that I still have a podcast out, thank you so much. And those who are new, welcome. I'm passionate about fitness and health and wellness, and I'm passionate about helping people. And, you know, I can't wait to be on this journey with you and for you to be a part of it and be a part of all my ups and downs. Some of these podcasts will be, you know, 45 minutes to an hour long. Some of them are going to be just quick check-ins of, you know, here's how my day was, or here's how my week was. And I think the important thing to remember is it's okay to have shit days and weeks. I don't think we honor those enough. And to celebrate the little victories of life. Whether it's, you know, you are a 10, you know, can of soda a day drinker and you went down to 9, celebrate that. You know, you're not a morning person, but you got up and went for a walk this morning, or you went to the gym, or, you know, you are trying to be positive with yourself or someone else. Celebrate the little victories. Those are what are so important, and I don't think we celebrate those enough. So honor your shit days. Understand that not every day is going to be rainbows and sunshine, but celebrate the little victories, because those little victories, when you go back and look at all the little things you celebrated, they are the reason why you're having that big celebration or that big victory. And I don't think I did that enough. I didn't celebrate where I started to where I am and to where I finished this last time at Worlds, and the goals I'm setting forth for Worlds next year, but even the shows in between. So that's what, you know, this year is going to be dedicated to. And when I mean this year, I'm not just going to stop in 2023, but, you know, a year from now, when I'm talking post Worlds again, you know, where am I going to be? What am I going to be doing? And how many of you were along this ride with me? But I'm so excited. I hope you guys have a fabulous day, a great week, and just know you are awesome.